The world we know is changing. Welcome to Biotech Nation. Today on Biotech Nation, efforts underway in Puerto Rico to correct the underrepresentation of Latinos in testing pharmaceuticals, as well as projects directly addressing the Zika virus. I was able to speak with Dr. Cosmos Kretzos, the executive director of a new organization, the Puerto Rico Consortium for Clinical Investigation, this past June. I asked him to tell us about PRCCI.
Well, it is a new initiative, a new organization that we established in Puerto Rico a couple of months ago, aiming to enhance and promote clinical research in Puerto Rico. And it's truly a not-for-profit cooperative of research sites across Puerto Rico.
Now, who are members of the consortium?
Right now, we have seven signed members, which is some of the most experienced research sites in Puerto Rico, private research sites, hospitals. There are about four or five at contracting stage. Pretty soon they're going to be members, and we aim to have about 20 different sites within the consortium by the year's end, a mixture of universities, hospitals, and private research institutions.
You know, usually research institutions, and even within them, each project, they just work on their own, and
yes.
They might report out, publish a paper each year. But there's a lot of reason to bring everyone together now, isn't there?
Correct. And this is really the kind of like the revolution we're trying to do in Puerto Rico, which is a cultural revolution. It's competing as one and not competing with one another in order to compete with the rest of the world for clinical trials and clinical research, to bring clinical research to the island. So really the value of PRCCI is in the culture. And I'm witnessing it every day where, former competitors are now working together. They're sharing resources. It's really invigorating to be part of.
This is a particularly important time because now we have to deal with the Zika virus.
Exactly. Yes. Unfortunately, and I'm talking also as a potential patient, Zika is hitting Puerto Rico really hard. I think the last surveillance report last Friday was talking about 1,400 cases, about 170 or 180 pregnant women. And we're just at the beginning of the rainy season, and it's raining in Puerto Rico. It's predicted to be a wet summer, and the CDC is predicting that I think 25% of the population is going to get Zika. So it's really serious. And we think that we have an obligation and an opportunity to use clinical research in order to do our bit in combating Zika. Because with clinical research, we can make development of vaccines, of diagnostics, of therapeutics faster and the right way.
So being so close to it, what are the advantages? I mean, sometimes that doesn't really matter, and other times it really does matter. Why is being in the midst of it so good?
Well, first of all, is the patient reach. So within the consortium, we are several research sites spread across the island, so it's very easy to recruit for clinical trials. Sadly, we're the only endemic region right now in the U.S. that has Zika, and you got to go where the patients are. That's a simple fact. Another reason is we really understand the importance, even more so. As I said in the beginning of my answer, I'm a potential patient. It's different when you're in it.
When you're in it, everyone is in it there.
Exactly.
Can you give me an example of, say, a Zika project that might be worked on?
Yes, we're actually running right now a Zika study. There are some confidentiality issues around it, so I cannot talk a lot about it. And we have four or five in the pipeline, and it's really everything. Again, because we have the patients through our consortium, we can reach to the patients, and we have the capability to execute a fast trial. And we are working right now on everything. The opportunities are on diagnostics, are on vaccines, on therapeutics, new therapeutics, but also therapeutics that already exist that could potentially be repurposed for Zika. And it's also on simple sample collection, because we need samples in order to develop assays and to develop the next generation of vaccines and so on for research.
Does everyone who have Zika, do they know it?
That's another issue that goes beyond clinical research. I think the Puerto Rico Department of Health is doing a tremendous work. But as an outsider, still, I'm in Puerto Rico for the last 7 months, I can see that the infrastructure can stand to be improved. And also the issue with Zika is that a lot of the patients are asymptomatic, or they have mild symptoms that if you have a pink eye or if you have slight headache or pain, you don't necessarily go to the hospital. So, yes, we have 1,300-1,400 confirmed cases, but the situation could be even worse.
Now, Latinos in general, they've been underrepresented in clinical trials.
That's correct. That's correct. That's another issue that we're trying to address by enhancing clinical research in Puerto Rico, which is 99% Latinos. There is a published research out there that talks about Latinos becoming 25%, I believe, of the population of the U.S. by 2030. Right now, their representation in clinical research is only 7.6%. That means that we're not developing drugs for Latinos, and we need to start doing that because there are genetic differences, the diseases are different, and we need to take note of that.
Many people don't realize that. We learned that in the last 20, 25
Absolutely.
Years, is that we just can't test it on some humans, you know, 3,000, 30,000 miles away, it seems, and have them work just anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Exactly.
And being underrepresented means that we don't know the effect of these, much less on the new drugs as they are coming out.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the truth. I mean, that's genetics. And as you said, the last 20 years, we learned so much about the differences. And we're trying to address this for Latinos.
Well, Cosmos, thank you so much. Please come back. Keep us updated.
Thank you, Moira. It was a pleasure.
Dr. Cosmos Kretsos is the executive director of the Puerto Rico Consortium for Clinical Investigation, PRCCI. More information is available at prcci.org. Up-to-date Zika information for Puerto Rico and all 50 United States is available at cdc.gov. Information on all clinical trials in Puerto Rico can be found at prcci.org. For Biotech Nation, I'm Moira Gunn.
Tech Nation and its regular segment Biotech Nation are produced at the studios of KQED-FM in San Francisco. Executive producer is Matt Gardner. The director of technical production is Monte Carlos. And audio engineers include Howard Gelman, Seal Mahler, and Larry Upton. Our theme music was composed by Ann Nachtrieb-Zesiger and Robert Powell, with title creation provided by NameLab Incorporated of San Francisco. Program information and internet audio is available on the web at technation.com. Tech Nation and Biotech Nation are productions of Tech Nation Media. I'm Paul Landcourt.